All right, welcome to Tiny Tidal Waves on a Tuesday night, Raglan Community Radio. My name is Kane, and this week we are going to be listening to and talking about trip hop. Okay, I did hear someone groan, but not me. A lot of this stuff was real big for me back in the day. So there's really only one way to start it. I know I say that every show, but it's true. And here it is.
Nobody loves me.
That's Glory Box from Portishead off of their album Dummy, which was released in 1994 on Go Beat Records. It actually won a Mercury Prize. And the reason why we're playing it tonight is because we're listening to trip hop, and this album is often credited with popularizing the trip hop genre. It's one of the best albums of the 90s, certified triple platinum. Yeah, 3.6 million copies worldwide by 2008. So who knows how, maybe 3.7 by now, since, you know, downloads. Yeah, so this is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane. We're listening to trip hop. Let's find out what trip hop is. Well, firstly, you heard Sour Times from Portishead off the same album, Dummy, and that was Glory Box. Trip hop is a musical genre that originated in the late 1980s in the UK, especially in Bristol. It has been described as a psychedelic fusion of hip-hop and electronica with slow tempos and an atmospheric sound, often incorporating elements of jazz, soul, funk, reggae, dub, and R&B, and other genres, typically of electronic music, as well as sampling from movie soundtracks and other eclectic sources. The style emerged as a more experimental variant of breakbeat from the Bristol sound scene of the late 1980s and early 1990s, incorporating influences from jazz, soul, funk, dub, and rap music. It was pioneered by acts like Massive Attack, Tricky, and Portishead, and the term was first coined in a 1994 Mix Mag piece about American producer DJ Shadow, and I might play some DJ Shadow later on. It's just that his song that I've got in / Flux is 12 minutes long, so maybe we'll just play a bit of it. It's not amazing for a one-hour radio show to, you know, give out a big bunch of your time on 12 minutes on one song. Yeah, so trip-hop achieved commercial success in the 90s and has been described as Europe's alternative choice in the second half of the 90s. So I don't know about you, but it was a big kind of a big mainstay on radio and on TV music. I know in my house, my mum absolutely loved all of these bands and all of these albums. And so I've, you know, kind of grew up around this music. And it's kind of, it's cool because it's so eclectic and it draws influences from so many other genres. You're exposed to other genres, like, you know, the Portishead, the jazz thing. Really cool and a really versatile genre. So we're going to keep going and play another couple of tunes. This song is called The Sea, off of an album called Big Calm from Mochiba.
Flocking to the sea, crowds of people wait for me. Seagulls scavenge, still ice cream. Worries vanish within my dream. I lift my soul. Thank you. it's worth the cost. I'd love to stay. The city calls me home. More hassles, fuss, and lies on the phone. We'll be right back.
That was Unfinished Sympathy from... Oh, wait, no, sorry. That wasn't... I keep doing this. That was Overcome. And that was from Tricky off of his 1995 record, Max and Quay. Epic record if you're into this kind of stuff. In fact, all of these records that you're going to hear tonight are pretty epic. So that was vocalist Martina Topley-Bird, who I think was his partner at the time, or I don't know, I think they were together for a bunch of years. Anyway, Tricky is behind the next couple of tracks, Massive Attack, because he is part of Massive Attack. Although, apparently, the reason for this album was that he had grown frustrated with his limited role in Massive Attack and wanted to pursue an independent project. Well, we're going to get into Massive Attack in a second, because before you heard Overcome from Tricky, you heard The Sea from Morcheeba, one of the most beautiful songs off of their record Big Calm from 1998. What is her name? Sky Edwards. Beautiful voice. Really just sort of reaches right into you. Fantastic tune. Yeah. Tonight we're talking about trip hop. And I think we might just keep rolling with some more tunes. This is Unfinished Sympathy from Massive Attack off of their album Blue Lines.
I'm not
I'm just going to slowly fade in here and talk over this ending. We're a bit pushing it for time this week. Going to try and sneak in as many as I can. This is Tiny Tidal Waves, Raglan Community Radio on a Tuesday night. My name is Kane, and this week we are listening to Trip Hop. That was Angel from Massive Attack from their third album, Mezzanine, which was released in 1998. And before that, you heard Unfinished Sympathy, which is off of their first record, Blue Lines, released in 1991. I think if you said, name a trip-hop act, Massive Attack is probably the one that everyone would name. Maybe quickly, closely followed by Portishead, but I think Portishead kind of crossed the kind of genre line into a bit more jazz a little bit, and I guess Massive Attack kind of cross over more into a little bit of hip-hop, although their big singles don't really have a lot of like actual rapping or anything on it, but I think especially their earlier stuff is more kind of hip-hop influenced. You can hear it in that bass drum. Right, the next, is this my favorite? I don't know if this is my favorite, but we've got two tracks from an artist coming up. Well, an artist, we have two Bjork tracks coming. The first one is Yoga, and it's from her album Homogenic.
All these accidents that happen follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak, I feel emotional. Landscapes, they pass on me. The riddle gets solved and you push me up to this day. Inside of me, every nerve that hurts, you heal deep inside of me. Ooh, you don't have to speak, I feel.
See you.
It is Bachelorette from Björk from her 1997 album Homogenic. Incredible record. If you haven't listened to it, I'm sure you have. And before that, you heard Yoga off the same record. Björk. Incredible. This really is considered a trip-hop record. I mean, you might say electronica, art pop, experimental even, but I think... because of the time and her influences and the sort of the other music around her at that time and this release, I definitely think it fits in the trip-hop genre, which is all what we're talking about tonight is trip-hop. And we've got maybe four, maybe five tunes left, so we better get on with it. This is Six Underground from Sneaker Pimps.
Go nowhere.
In the Waiting Line from 07, featuring Sophie Barker off of their 1991 debut record, Simple Things. And before that, you heard Six Underground, which is a song by Sneaker Pimps from their debut studio record as well, Becoming X, which is 1996. So I think every single artist, Bjork, all of the other artists are UK artists. And Bjork obviously is Icelandic. Wait, is 07? Are they? Yep, they're English. Okay, cool. I was going to play another 07 song, but we're running out of time, and we've run out of time. And I really want to get Smoke and Mirrors in from RJD2. So that's what I'm going to play next. That's off of his record Dead Ringer, which is from 2002. And so it's a kind of a slightly different era of the other tunes that we're playing, but I think it's undeniably trip-hop. And I'm just going to leave you with that. So thanks for listening, if you've been listening, and you can tune in every week from 7:30 till 8:30. Tiny Tidal Waves is the show, and every week we listen to a influential subgenre, artist, or album, and maybe we'll have a little chat about it. My name is Kane, and I'll see you next week. This is RJD2 with Smoke and Mirrors.